ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest at realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, Tony and Jenny. My name's Danny. I've been a long-time listener, and I'm currently an EPP as well. I figured I would tell you my story. I have many, many, many experiences to tell you, and I just hope that you can pick one up and put it on the show. I would love to hear this one played back, and I hope listeners also love listening to it, too. I'll try not to ramble as much. I'm going to get straight to the point. So me being a dumb teenager, I enjoyed ghost hunting and paranormal activities with my friends. And we heard about this one place called Terra Vista Cemetery. And being the dumb kids that we are, we headed up towards the cemetery and met up with another group of kids. This cemetery had a long history of occult activity, suicide pacts in the area. There was a murder that went around where a father killed his children and then hung himself in a barn, or rumors of somebody did hang himself in a nearby barn that I know of, that is fact. But there's just a lot of talk of stuff going on around here, and we were just compelled to go see it. So we did. So we ran into this group of kids, and they had a Ouija board with them. And being the dumb kid that I am at the time, I was 16 years old, and the kids that were with us couldn't have been over 18 at all. We figured, oh, we're going to talk to ghosts and sit in the middle of this graveyard and have a good time. Well, with the history of the place that went on there, with the history of the stuff that went on there, it really was not a good idea. It definitely scarred us to the point where we'll never go back there again. I'll try to keep it as detailed as possible without it cutting me off here. So we went to the graveyard, and the graveyard's kind of surrounded by a forest. It's like a big, giant circle. And it's a half circle, really. The forest is a half circle, and then around that is just field of tall grass and the path that leads right to the graveyard and into the forest. So it's very neat looking. And it looks like you would see something you would see in a horror movie, because it's just that long, narrow path that leads to headstones and death. So we head to the graveyard, and we're there in the middle of the night, and we're already creeped out. We got our little dim flashlights and our little cameras, and we're setting up shop. And the girl that we're with, who explains to us that she's a quote-unquote medium, one of the random strangers that we bumped into, pulls out a Ouija board. And immediately, I'm getting red flags, because knowing that it's bad to use, it wasn't, especially in a graveyard that had occult activity occur in it. But we sit under the graveyard, we set up our candles, we're sitting there, we're talking to ghosts, apparently. You know, I was skeptic at the time, I didn't believe anything that was going on. You know, I wanted things to happen, and I wanted to be able to see ghosts and be sensitive. And it wasn't until after this event that something woke up inside of me, and I became ultra sensitive to things. And now I just can't stop seeing things or hearing things or whatever. But this is what triggered it all. So we're sitting at the graveyard, and we're talking to apparently Elizabeth, which is one of the headstones that I remembered looking at. We're apparently talking to her with the Ouija board, and she's explaining things about, you know, how old her kids are and what the names of her kids are that are buried next to her, and what she thinks she likes. You know, so she liked flowers a lot, and it was just normal stuff. Just, it was just seeing all that harmless. Harmful at all. It seemed harmless, is what I meant to say. So we're just sitting there talking, and everything just slowly became heavy around the area. The more we played to the board, the more the aura and the energy of the graveyard just slowly began to thicken and feel really negative. And it got to the point where the board eventually said, "I am scared." It spelled out, "I'm scared." And we all got really confused. Now, at this moment, the board says, "I'm scared." When you look up around us, like, the circle of the graveyard is just surrounded in the thickest fog. And we had no idea it rolled in. It just came so quickly. But this fog, like, consumed the graveyard. And we could only see the circle of the graveyard and barely see the forest around it and the path that we came from. It was just so thick. And in the middle of the night, too. And it just felt so cold. It got so cold so quickly. It felt like it was winter. And mind you, it was in fall. But it got ridiculously cold. And we just felt so uneasy. And it said, "I'm scared." And I asked, "Why are you scared? Everything's been fine until now. What are you scared of?" And it's been about Sam. Now, my friend Samantha, who's there, I immediately thought, okay, you're scared of Samantha. Why are you scared of Samantha? And then they said, "No." And I said, "Then who's Sam?" And it spelled out the full name. And it's spelled S-A-M-E-A-L, I think, or A-E-L, depending on however you want to spell it, which is Samael, which is, if you know certain religious texts or whatever, or I know you're a Christian man, but I even think you are, Tony. Samael is one of the seven angels or guardians of hell, depending on what you believe in or pantheon you believe in. But he is essentially an angel of death. It spelled his name. And I didn't know this at the time. And I was like, "Oh, okay, well, who's Samael at this point?" But at the moment, it spelled this thing's name, and even saying his initials, everything got quiet. The cicadas that we heard up coming up on the path, the forest life, it just died. Everything stopped. It just felt so silent, so quickly. And when that happened, we just all of us kind of looked at each other. We got really quiet, and we were looking around like something's happening. And then I looked back at the board, and I went to go ask it another question, but as soon as I put my hand on it with everybody else, it just spelled out "run." It didn't say anything else. It just said "run." And the second it said that, we heard, and I can't even describe the sound that panned around us in the forest. And it was like in a horror movie. It really was. Surround sound panning all the way around from the left of the forest all the way around to the right of the forest around the crescent, and it stopped. The best I could describe it was like a banshee scream mixed with a velociraptor's roar. It was just the most demonic, blood-curdling screeching that you could have ever heard. And we freaked out. I damn near pissed myself. My friend Samantha burst into tears and saying that we're going to die. And she was super empathic at the time. Like, she could feel all the negativity, and she was getting to the point where she was just falling. She was vomiting, feeling sick. She wanted to go immediately. My friend Travis at the time was, I would call it comatose, but awake. He was just standing there, and he was just zoned out. Like, we couldn't get him to move or frozen. And I think he was frozen in fear. Like, he was getting the worst of it. Something was latched onto him, or I don't know what was going on, but he couldn't move. He was just kind of, like, zoned out, like, dead face, you know, like, he was knocked out, but awake. It's hard to explain. But we all just start packing up and getting ready to go. I'm telling Travis to follow me, and he's just kind of, like, barely treading behind me. I'm sticking with him and just walking with him. Everybody's running away, running down the path as fast as they can. And I'm walking with Joey and Travis, which were the only three left, because the other kid's just fucking cooked. It's part of my language. When we got to that, when we got to the entrance of the path, I suddenly couldn't move. And I had this, I can't explain the feeling that I felt. I was walking, and then I suddenly stopped. I couldn't move any part of my body. And I had this feeling of absolute dread and sadness, and this feeling that just told you to give up. Like, this is it. You were going to die. And I couldn't move. And I heard my friend Joey scream like a little girl. And he says, "What is that? What is that?" And he's pointing his flashlight in a direction that I can just barely move my head to the left to see what was there. And there was this black figure with flaming red eyes. And he stood at least 10 feet. But he wasn't standing yet. He was crouched in the thick grass to my left, maybe 10 feet away. Just crouched there. And as the light hit him from the flashlight, it didn't really hit him. It was because of the fog or whatever, but when the light hit him, it seemed to just swallow it up or go around it or avoid it entirely. You just saw blackness. It was the scariest thing you could ever lay eyes on. And it was just sitting there crouched with its head tilted at us. And Joey, being the fight response instead of the flight response, goes to, quote-unquote, fight it, but Travis snaps out of it, grabs me. We see this figure, and I get carried off by Travis and Joe. And Travis picks up Joey and me and just starts dragging us and running as fast as he can away. He didn't do that before I saw, when I turned to my left and I saw this thing, and it was looking right at me. And I don't know why it was looking directly at me. Maybe it wasn't, but I just felt like it was targeting me at that point. And I looked at it, and it stood up at least 10 feet, and it looked down at me, and at that point, I thought it was dead. Like, that was it. There was no living beyond this point. I've seen the most evilest thing in person 10 feet from me. I'm dead. There's no coming out of this alive, and nobody's going to believe me if I do. And at that moment, Travis picks me up. He snaps out of his trance-like state. He picks me up over his shoulder, and he's a big dude, but the fact that he was able to do this, maybe it was his adrenaline or whatever, but he picked me up and picked Joey up on both shoulders like the Hulk, and just charged out of the forest down the path as fast as we could. And as we're running, we're hearing giggling, we're hearing laughter from the quote-unquote children that we were talking to with the Ouija board, and we were hearing that blood-curdling screeching chasing us from behind. It was the scariest thing I ever went through, supernaturally. And it was just the most paranormal experience I've ever had, and it's never been any more intense than that. We got to the car. It wouldn't start. It was the whole nine yards of horror movie type events. And we got to the car. It wouldn't start. We were still hearing the laughing, the shaking, and everything was, it was just crazy. I can't even explain it correctly because there was so much going on at once. We got into the car. He tried to start it. The car shook as if people were pushing and pulling on it. We were hearing the giggling and the laughing of children. We were hearing the screeching all mixed together, and then it just stopped. And Samantha and Joey and myself and Travis, we were all in tears. We thought, this is it. we're done. We're all going to die. This is, you know, we're never going to be seen again. And then it all just stopped after that. And we started the car, and we just drove on. None of us spoke for a good hour as we drove away and gradually dropped each other off at home. And we got to Samantha's house, and we I told her, you know, sleep with the light on. I'll call you when you get home, or I'll call you when I get home. And we all just kind of like, we just never spoke of it again after that. And it scarred us for life, but it let me know, and it allowed me to realize that there are stronger things out there that are looking to harm us and can harm us if they have enough power to. And it made me wise up and made me be smart about the hunting and the EVPs that I've done and searching for ghosts. And it definitely opened my eyes. But after those events, I was able to see, hear, and even touch things that other people can't. And I am where I am now because of it, so I don't regret it. But at the same time, you can't unsee it. And I warn everybody who is a listener to be careful and don't be an idiot like I was, because horrible things can happen to you, and horrible things did continue to happen to all of us because of it. This is just one out of many stories, and I hope you enjoy listening to it. Again, sorry that it was chopped up into two voicemails. I hope to God that you can play it, because I would love to hear it, and I would love to hear your guys' input on it. You should bring Harper onto the show more. She's adorable. Because I love listening to when she's there. Your daughter is adorable, and she's just as sensitive as Jenny, it seems. Anyways, thank you for listening, and you guys have a nice one. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.